T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Your phone call is welcome at 869-1330. This is the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk, sponsored by Wink Hartman and the Hartman Group of Companies. You can also listen to us by downloading the Odyssey app or telling your smart speaker to play KNSS Radio. And make sure you like and share the John Whitmer Show on Facebook. And, of course, follow me on Twitter at John R. Whitmer. That's the best way to stay informed on all the latest show updates. Well, it'll be Sunday in the studio instead of Saturday in the park, but you kind of get the message. Earlier this month, the San Francisco Gay Men's Chorus released a video. I'll try and take this seriously. Released a video titled, quote, "We Will Convert Your Children," in which smiling gay men sang, "You think that we'll corrupt your kids if your agenda goes unchecked. Funny, just this once, you are correct.
You think that we'll corrupt your kids if our agenda goes unchecked. Funny, just this once, you're correct. We'll convert your children. Happens bit by bit, quietly and subtly, and you will barely notice it."
Though representatives of the chorus are defending the video as a satirical comment on bigotry, the actual lyrics being sung by the chorus sound more ominous than humorous to many. Joining us now to talk about this nonsense is Joe Dallas. He's an author, conference speaker, and pastoral counselor with expertise and training in biblical counseling and coaching related to Christianity and human sexuality. He is a sought-after speaker featured in a variety of media outlets, including ABC News, the Boston Globe, the Los Angeles Times, and Christianity Today, among others. Joe, thank you for joining us this evening. It's nice to have you back on the show again, my friend.
Hey, thank you for having me, John. Good talking with you.
So, you know, this, set aside, I watched the whole performance, and if you can call it that. The lyrics included phrases like, "We're coming for them, we're coming for your children, happens quietly and subtly, you'll barely notice it, and we'll convert your children." I know they claim it's a parody, but Joe, I mean, what do you think the San Francisco Gay Men's Chorus put this video out? I mean, I can't imagine they thought this was just going to be received with a big hearty laugh.
No, John, it was arrogant and it was stupid and it was honest. It was all three. It was arrogant because if you watch the video, you see these men smirking into the camera.
Yeah, yeah.
While they basically say, "You stupid conservative parents, we're going to undermine you. We're going to reach your children, and there's nothing you can do about it. We think your ideas are so stupid that we don't think you should have the right to express them." So that's arrogant. It was stupid because they should have known you don't talk about going after somebody's children. I don't care if you're saying we're going to come after your children to convert them, or if you say we're going to come after your children to give them cotton candy. You just don't talk about coming after somebody's children. That isn't funny. Tactically, it was extremely stupid of them to do that, and they should have known better. But I'll give them this. It was honest.
Yeah,
they
admitted, you're right.
Even though they're backtracking, but they admitted, we want to convert your children's thinking. We want to have more influence over them than you do, and we're going to do all we can to get it.
You're right. And, you know, if you read the lyrics, yes, you could see what they're saying about it being a parody and it talking about being more tolerant. But you're right. If you watch the video, that's when you see the sarcastic, the snide, the snarky little looks. And that's when you really get the impression that, yeah, well, it's one of those we're saying one things, but actions speak louder than words. And later, speaking of words, later in the video, they go on to sing, quote, "The gay agenda is coming home. The gay agenda is here." I mean, they're pompously singing about undermining traditional values of family. And it you know, whether or not, look, you want to be gay, you want to choose that lifestyle, I don't care, fine. Go choose that lifestyle. But you also have to then turn around and allow me to choose a traditional lifestyle. Why can't we live and let live? I'll let you go do your thing, but you got to let us do our thing. They're not happy with that, though. They don't want that status quo, do they?
No, and that's why this is part of the broader movement, which I often call a crusade. It's basically the woke culture, cancel culture crusade to convert the infidels. We are the infidels. If
right,
you're
yes.
a social or religious conservative, you need to either be converted or you need to be silenced. So with all of the arrogance of crusaders, they're saying you people need to be overridden. And I think that's what is especially ominous about the song. It presumes that parents who teach their children that the sexual covenant should be only between a man and a woman and not redefined as something homosexual in nature. Those parents are being told that their ideas are so stupid and so backwards that somebody else should have the right to basically silence them. And this is where, again, I say they're changing the definition of words. They're saying that if you don't approve of us, you hate us. And since you hate us, you're dangerous and you need to be silenced. But I think this is the ominous undertone of the video. And that's not tongue-in-cheek. That's not satire. That's deadly serious.
No, I think you're absolutely right. I like that way you frame it, because I know you've been monitoring these folks for a while, and I think this is their long-term goal. This is what they're looking for, is to either silence us or eliminate that traditional family value, when I don't think that, you know, those of us on our side of the argument don't want that. We don't care. If you want to choose that lifestyle, you may be wrong, but that's your choice. That's not what they're not willing to make that accommodation. What do you think their long-term goal is? I mean, the LGBTQ movement, what's their long-term goal, in your opinion?
Normalize, marginalize, silence. You normalize homosexuality, then you marginalize anyone who objects to that normalization, and then ultimately you silence the marginalized. That is the long-term goal. Now, let's be fair, okay? I think there are plenty of lesbians and gays who did not appreciate that video one bit.
You're probably right.
Plenty of lesbians and gays are reasonable, responsible people. I think they are wrong because from a biblical perspective, they are giving themselves over to something God never intended. But that is their right. That doesn't mean that they are aggressive, in-your-face type people. In fact, some of the nicest, most responsible, reasonable people I've known have also been openly gay. That doesn't make it right. It only means that you can't categorize people as being this way or that way. But the movement, that is really what the church is needing to view as something that needs to be resisted. The LGBTQ social political movement is committed to normalizing homosexuality and then to marginalizing anybody who disagrees and then to silencing those who are marginalized. That is a commitment, and the commitment showed in this video, didn't it?
Yeah, no, absolutely did, Joe. And I think that is essentially what their focus is. You see it with these non-discrimination ordinances. You see it with the way they cancel culture people, anybody who disagrees with them. I think you're absolutely right. That is the ultimate goal, is to silence and marginalize those who don't necessarily want to do the same to them. We just want to live and let live, but they don't want to do the same, and that's the sad thing here. Thank you again for joining us this evening, Joe. If folks want to read more about you, if they want to, you know, stay in touch, they can visit joedallas.com, correct?
That's correct. My new book is available on that platform as well, joedallas.com.
I appreciate you, brother. I appreciate you joining us this evening and the work that you're doing to help, you know, bring folks to Christ and to, you know, shine a bright light on this kind of stuff, because we really do have to carry on this fight. I think we have to resist as best we can. Thank you again for joining us, Joe. Carry on the fight, my friend.
Thank you for having me, John. Appreciate it.
Coming up, Dave Traubert from the Kansas Policy Institute will join us to expose the truth about the fact that critical race theory and other radical ideologies are being taught in Wichita and other Kansas public schools. We'll be taking your calls at 7:45. In the meantime, stick around. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.